Hello everyone. Hope everyone's doing great. Richard here. This is the second video in my hamstring recovery series. It's going to be a new series on my YouTube channel, so you'll be able to find all my videos in one series. My first video was last week, actually about close to 10 days ago. Made a video about, it was part of another video, but it was my health update. Been having hamstring issues for several months. I thought I had some minor not pulls, but bruising and stuff. And I had several races. I had Habanero in August, which I did about 50K. Then in early October, I had Arkansas Traveler. I did about 60 miles. I felt good. I mean, hamstring hurt a little bit before that and it felt fine, like it is now. I mean, it's no pain or anything. And at Penhody 100, I took a fall, got up, my hamstring hurt a little bit. I thought it was just from saving myself, because you know when you save yourself, you throw your lead leg. I'm right-handed, so I'm dominant on my right side. I also push more with my right leg. At least I think I do. Some people say that's not possible, but I always think that my right leg is doing most of the work anyways. Because when you fall, you put out your leg to stop you, and it's at a full extension, which is the most, makes your hamstring the most vulnerable. And it's doing the braking power when you're trying to stop from falling. You know, I'm 205 to 210 pounds. It's a lot of weight coming down. And I got back up, ran a few more miles, and then I had a bad fall. I've been thinking about it a lot. I'm not sure if my hamstring had a real big problem and made me fall, or I tripped on a root or rock. I think I tripped, you know, because the trails have a lot of leaves and straw, pine needles. Anyways, when I got up, my hamstring was hurting really bad, and like I said in my last video, I had to hike for several more hours with a hurt hamstring. Well, about a week ago, I visited Austin Sports Medicine. It's a very big sports medicine clinic in Austin. They near UT, and they specialize in sports injuries. They have a lot of doctors there and surgeons and a big PT staff. So it's kind of far from me. It's about an hour and a half to drive there. But I thought it'd be worth it because I wanted somebody that specializes in sports, especially running. And he said, well, I want to check you. I explained my situation, and he said, I want to check you for a tear because you've had pain sitting down. And so I got an MRI, 30-minute MRI. That was quite an ordeal. I've never had one before. My hamstring's been feeling okay. I mean, you know, my legs are very developed. You know, I've had very big legs from running 30-plus years. So I think they've been compensating for maybe some of the injury that I had. But so I went in there to get feedback on the MRI, and I thought he was going to tell me, well, you're going to be fine, because that's my honest opinion, because my leg wasn't hurting. And just kind of had, I told him it has kind of an arthritis feeling. I don't know if that was just from my age, you know, I'm 56, but I also felt a little weirdness in my knee area, you know, because the hamstring goes all the way down your, you know, connects at the knee. I've never had any knee issues my whole life. But when I've made my last fall, I jammed my knee into the ground. I know that because, I mean, it didn't feel injured, but I was very bruised. So I know, because I tumbled twice. People running behind me said I did like a Spider-Man roll. I mean, it was funny, but it wasn't funny because I really hurt myself. Took myself out of the race too. Jammed my knee in the ground. Anyways, my knee, for the last few months, I've kind of feel something weird here and there, you know, kind of a tendon thing. Didn't think much of it. Anyways, I went to the doctor's office last Friday. Today's, you know, t- today's Sunday, but you'll be watching this on Tuesday. I'll release a video on Tuesday. So doctor came in and said, you really messed up your hamstring. You need to go in surgery on Tuesday. That's what he told me. So he goes, if you want to return back to the full potential of what you have, he says, that's what you need to do. And I'll read what the MRI said. And then I'll tell you what he's going to have to do. So it's no dislocation or anything. Hip and knee are fine. Soft tissue. This is where the problem is. My muscle, tendons. There is a complete tear or rupture of the proximal right hamstring tendons retracted distally, resulting in a up to 5 centimeter tendon gap. That's not good. So basically my tendons came off the bone or ruptured, I'm not sure. But anyways, they pulled down 5 centimeters, which is basically 2 inches. I'm just kind of surprised I can't really feel more than I feel. Maybe it's because I have big legs, you know, very well-developed thighs and glutes and calves. Maybe it's compensating, I can't feel it, but I mean, I had a lot of pain after it happened, but right now I don't have any pain. But it also says there is some adjacent soft tissue swelling which extends distally in and around the hamstring muscles. So impression, or basically what's the conclusion here is complete tear or rupture of the right proximal hamstrings resulting in the 5 centimeter fluid-filled tendon gap. Basically what I just said. That's just kind of a summary. So the doctor's very experienced. I mean, he even does hip replacements, so I feel pretty comfortable with him. He seems to know what he's talking about. I mean, he told me, he said, you don't have to do this, but the rest of your life, it'll be a little bit discomfort here and there, and you won't be able to do what you do, because I'm a very active person. So he said, he didn't suggest it. He basically said, you need to go into surgery next Tuesday. He said that it's something needs to be fixed. I really feel that way because it feels like it completely goes away. And of course, there's some sitting pain. Standing, I don't feel anything. But every once in a while, it just starts really aching. So I know it's kind of, it makes sense now. It's pulled down some, you know, 2 inches. And basically what he has to do is he has to go in there and drill some holes and put in some anchors and put it back in place. He says it's about a 6-month process of getting back to normal. So, I mean, it's bad news, but I try to stay positive about it. I mean, I can still focus on my weightlifting. Once, you know, one thing is that after he does this, I get to put in a special leg brace so that my knee stays bent for 6 weeks. So I'm going to be on crutches for a minimum of 6 weeks. And my house, most things in my house, living wise, are upstairs. So it's going to take some getting used to. I guess the positive is that I'm very strong on the ski machine. You know, I've done 50 Ks, everything, and I'm always doing things on my ski machine. So my hiking pole strength or my crutching strength should be good. You know, I walk my kids to school and pick them up every day. It's about a 30 mile. I've done that. I mean, my son's in 5th grade. I've done it every day since. My daughter's in 3rd grade. A little sad about that because I'm not going to be able to do that. And my wife, because of her work, so my son will have to start walking his sister to school. He probably could have, I mean, they let him do that from 3rd grade. He's in 5th grade and he's 120 pounds, 5'3". He's a big kid. So they'll be fine. Just, I'm a kind of highly protective person. So there's gonna be some changes in my life. I did get a new preacher bench today. For curling. So I think after a week or two, I have to play it by ear, you know, how I'm feeling to lay down or sit down. But I should be able to do some weightlifting, non-weight bearing on my leg. You know, if I'm, you know, laying down, should be able to do it. And I've also got my band equipment that, I forget what it's called. I'm just having a mind blank right now. But I do have some stuff I can work out with on my arms and shoulders sitting down. So I'm going to stay busy. I've got several books I need to read that I haven't read in a while. I bought, but I haven't read, you know. I have a Goucher book, and I have a Peter Attia's Outlive book, which is very thick. I have the Des Linden book. I have three books I haven't read, so I'll work on that and do book reviews on that. Another downer is I worked so hard to get into the running event next week. Not next week. I guess it starts in about 10 days. And it's doubtful that I'll be able to go to that. I don't know. I'm going to play it by ear. I mean, if I'm feeling okay running around on crutches, I'll show up to the show on crutches. That's how important it is to me. But I don't know how much pain I'm going to be in. I know I'm going to be in a lot of pain. It's very painful hurting the thing and trying to get back to normal. Cutting open my back of my leg and going in and drilling and putting in anchors and pulling the muscle in place. I know I'm going to be in pain for a while. I'm going to have painkillers and stuff, but I'm just hoping that it stabilizes fairly quickly. So, I mean, there's some chance I'll go to the running event next week. We'll see. The doctor did say, well, you really can't drive. I got to thinking about it. I mean, he's basing that on, I mean, I drove when I was injured. One thing different about me is when I was very young, I learned to drive with 2 feet. And of course, I would drive with 2 feet when I drive my car, which is standards. But when I drive automatics, I also drive with 2 feet. So I think the doctor was thinking that I drive only with my right foot, like a lot of people do. You know, they use accelerator and then they move it to the brake, whatever. Well, my right foot never goes to the brake. I use my left foot. So I'm going to see if I can drive my wife's car after a week or so. But it just depends on how much pain I am sitting down, because that's a hard thing about hamstring injuries. When you sit down, it's painful, and that's what I was feeling. When you're standing up, you don't have any problem at all. I mean, really, no pain at all. Of course, I'll have some pain after surgery, even standing up, I'm sure. But the other bummer is I had to pull out a Western States lottery. I've done that already. The good thing is they have a buy. You can take a buy year. So I've switched it to buy. So I won't be in this year's lottery, but when I join the lottery next November, I should go back to 8 tickets. The challenging part is, let's say I can't run until September. I have to qualify again next year with another 100-miler. That means I have to find a 100-miler in the summertime or early fall to qualify. So it's going to be tricky. Otherwise, I'll lose all my 4 years of work. But, you know, he says 6 months to get back to normal. You know, I'm not normal. I usually recover very fast from things. I've had a lot of injuries, you know, in running and weightlifting and stuff. So who knows? Maybe after 3 or 4 months, I can do some light running, and maybe by summertime. I mean, I don't really do running. I do jogging, adventure jogging, I call it. I mean, I don't do sprints and I don't run fast, so it may be doable. We'll have to see. Yeah, so that's it. So you'll be watching this video on Tuesday. So when you're watching this video, I'll already be in surgery. So say a prayer for me. Wish me the best of luck. And I'm positive things will work out. Yeah, I will still be very active on my YouTube channel doing product reviews. I probably won't be doing any running shoe reviews for a while. But I'll be doing equipment reviews, weightlifting stuff. My burpee practitioner practice will be probably not happening for a while, maybe even till mid-spring or whatever. I can do push-ups because I've been injured, and last week I hit 3 or 4 days I did 200 plus push-ups. So push-ups are no problem, but when you do burpees, you kind of swing your legs up. You know, you're putting a lot of torque on your hip. So I won't be doing those for a while, but I'll be doing push-ups and calisthenics and weightlifting. And who knows, I might get back into cycling some, but I'll still be very active. So please keep following me on my channel. But this series is the second video in the series. And so I'll have a video every week or two giving you progress on how I'm recovering from the surgery. And next video, I'll show you the leg brace that I'm in. So I'm gonna tell the doctor extra reinforce my tendons. I don't care if he has to put an extra screw in, because I want to be stronger than before, because I need my right leg working right. But hope everybody's doing good. I'm staying positive. Just wanted to let you know what's going on. You know, sometimes you get kicked in the balls, you know, and I'll get through this. It's definitely my worst injury I've had athletically ever. You know, I did motocross racing for 12 years, never got hurt, never broken a bone in my body, still haven't broken a bone in my body. That was one thing that I was thinking, maybe I had a femur stress fracture, but I didn't have anything cracked or broken. So still 56 years, no broken bones, even doing crazy sports my whole life. But I'll get through this. I'm positive about it. And stay tuned. So have a great Thanksgiving. It's going to be next week. So you're watching this on Tuesday. 2 days later, it's going to be Thanksgiving. Thursday, if you celebrate Thanksgiving, hope you have a great holiday. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.